Monica had the typical first-day jitters at her new job, but Scott was not the typical client. She had pictured the life of a personal shopper as being very stressful. Demanding clients, lots of pressure, etc. But Scott made her feel at ease. On the outside, he looked like any other normal, successful businessman, with his nice suit and expensive watch. But when they started talking, Monica realized he was more than just wealth. There was a warmth and an appeal to him that she adored. "You're not like my last personal shopper, you know," said Scott, giving Monica a mischievous expression, as Monica grabbed a few dress shirts off the rack. "That's a good thing." Monica blushed and brushed back a piece of dark brown hair that had fallen around her chin. "Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear that on my first day." Scott was attractive, she had to admit. He was tall and seemed fit, with a head of dark hair slicked back. He smelled amazing, a cologne that Monica figured must have cost a fortune. Monica was in the dressing room, hanging up the shirts for Scott to try on. But when she turned back around to leave, she let out a little squeal when she saw that he had joined her. Scott laughed, his face softening. "I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to scare you." He stepped closer to her, and Monica's heart began to beat hard in her chest. What was this man doing to her? She wasn't used to this sort of feeling, this raw magnetism towards another person. Before she knew what was happening, Scott was lifting her chin upwards. It was a long, slow kiss, and Monica's stomach was in knots as it happened. She knew this wasn't appropriate for work, especially not on her very first day, but for some reason, she didn't care. "You're gorgeous," he said quietly, in the confines of the dressing room, as he pulled away. Monica could only smile and stare up at this man. His hands slid across her body, feeling the curves of her hips. Every second of Scott's touching her made her feel electrified. And when he helped pull her dress off over her head, Monica's breath caught in her throat. "Look at you," said Scott, admiring Monica's supple, freckled skin and soft curves. His hands squeezed her breasts over her lacy bralette, running his thumbs across the thin fabric. Her nipples hardened into peaks. She sat down on the bench in the dressing room and gasped as Scott slid her pink thong down over her legs. He dropped to his knees, his green eyes looking into her bright blue ones, as he lowered his face in between her thighs. "Fuck," Monica whimpered, as Scott's warm mouth ran across the slit of her pussy, his tongue finally settling against her clit. She tried hard to hush her moans as he devoured her, slipping two fingers inside as his tongue continued to move back and forth. "Oh my God, that's gonna make me come." She moaned, her voice tapering off into a gasp as she closed her eyes and completely sunk into this moment of sheer bliss. She couldn't believe this was happening, Scott eating her pussy like this. Dizzy with thrill and arousal, Monica's orgasm formed in her center and spread like a big ocean wave crashing over her. Scott's eyes moved upwards to watch her expression, wondering how he had got so lucky, having such a beautiful woman for a personal shopper. Monica was gorgeous as she came, and when he lowered his tongue down to lap up all her wetness, he wasn't surprised at all by how good she tasted. Finally, Monica had regained her composure and eagerly wanted to return the favor to Scott. She was excited to see his cock, excited to make him feel as good as he had for her. "Holy shit," he said roughly, as Monica got onto her knees and began to undo the pants of his suit. His cock was already hard as she took it in her mouth, impressed by its size. Scott ran his hands through Monica's sleek hair as she sucked his cock, her beautiful eyes looking up at him as though seeking approval. "That feels amazing," he said quietly, smiling down at her, relishing in how soft and velvety her tongue was around his shaft. Her mouth felt incredible, and the fact that this was all happening behind closed doors in a department store was even more arousing. When Scott couldn't take it another second, he pulled Monica up to a standing position, spun her around, and bent her over. Hinged at the waist, Monica was able to watch the two of them in the mirror as Scott started to drag the head of his cock across her wet pussy. "Fuck, I want you," she moaned quietly, looking at him in the reflection of the mirror. "I want you too," he said, smirking at her, before slowly sinking his cock deep inside. It was hard for Monica to not completely lose all control as Scott started to thrust in long, deep strokes. His cock filled her up and stretched her out fully, and stars flashed before her eyes as he fucked her. His hands held onto her hips, each movement making her legs weaker and shakier than the last. "Look at you," Scott hissed, admiring the view in the mirror. Monica's breasts hung and swayed as he fucked her from this position, her mouth totally opened, like she was letting out silent moans from her lips. Making sure to keep it as quiet as possible, Scott fucked her harder now. "Oh, shit," Monica groaned, arching her back. "Baby." "Yeah, you like this cock, Monica?"
"Mm-hmm."
He looked down to watch the glistening shaft of his cock slide in and out of Monica's soaked pussy as he thrusted faster and faster until finally he couldn't hold back another second. Her pussy was too wet and too tight to resist. With his cock twitching inside of her, Scott flooded Monica with cum. His orgasm seemed to never end. The warm stream just kept coming, and Monica loved the expression on Scott's face as he was finishing. His eyebrows were bunched together, his head thrown back. She could see each feeling of pleasure materializing in his facial expressions. When he slowly pulled out of her, Monica could feel the cum leaking as he did so. She couldn't help but laugh as she collapsed down onto the bench once again, completely weak and spent. Looking Scott straight in his eyes, Monica reached between her legs to run her fingers across her pussy, collecting the cum there. "Wow," she said softly. "You came." "A lot," Scott laughed as he began to get dressed. "Yeah, that's what you did to me." Monica shrugged her dress back over her body and turned to the mirror to fix her hair. Scott embraced her from behind, giving the side of her neck a kiss that made Monica feel drunk with lust. I think it's safe to say that any hope of us having a normal business relationship is out the window, he said into her ear. Monica laughed, turning around to kiss his warm, soft lips. That's okay. I think I prefer it this way. A thick silence hung between them until Scott cleared his throat. So, these shirts. Monica shook her head as though clearing it. She reached around to the shirts that still hung in their spot. Yes, the shirts. The first day jitters were officially gone. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.